Insemmi l-komun il-qakum għal-program juħor ta' Kwadranglu miej Leon Xwiret. Illum għana fl-studio għanna zewġ studenti li għedin jisegwu kors ġewwa l-Università ta' Malta rigward is-saħħa. Magħna għandna lil-Kate Limbern u lil-Gabriella Satin. Insemmilkom u nilqakom ġewwa l-studio għal-Kwadranglu. Intom żewġ studenti li apparti li qed issegwu kors fis-saħħa. Għandkom in komuni għaliex intom membri tal-MHSA. Il-Malta Health Students Association u x'hekk. Min hi l-MHSA forsi tistgħu tgħidulna aktar min hi l-organizzazzjoni?
So, the Malta Health Students Association was actually founded back in 2009. It advocates firmly students' rights in terms of health, and it promotes health in terms of outreaches at the university and beyond university, and it focuses on having a more multidisciplinary approach within the healthcare system. Coincidentally, today it's our 7th anniversary, so it couldn't have been more well-timed in that respect.
We have several different subcommittees. For example, I am the education officer. We also have media, we have health, we have leisure and exchange. So we have 5 different subcommittees that are all dedicated to different aspects of making MHSA what it is today.
We also represent 10 different departments, so we represent nursing, applied biomedical science, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, communication therapy.
We have over 11 different courses within the Faculty of Health Science, so we're quite vast, let's put it that way.
Exactly.
U x'inhu response tal-istudenti għall-organization tagħkom? Ikolkom response tajjeb fejtlu attivitajiet u forsi difikultajiet? L-istudenti sibuhom kom dimagħkom biex jikkuntattjawkom?
Definitely.
We have solved several different problems within every course. So I like to say that they like to find us when they need us, and we're always there for them. So it's a win-win for both.
Exactly. The feedback is generally positive, and we take it in our stance that we obviously want to help students. At the end of the day, that's why we're there for, to be the bridge between their courses and the faculty.
Lir wall takon for organization, xino?
I am currently assuming Secretary General role. It's a rather vague role to explain. I have to be everywhere and anywhere at the same time. It involves helping officers with their role, helping out with the legal aspects, finance, education, health. Basically, it gives a more holistic approach of the organizations. And I feel that I am very supported by my own officers. So in a sense, it is more how to act as a team together. That is basically my role in a nutshell.
I am the education officer. I take in charge like training activities, conferences, and we also have like some certain, I won't give the full details yet, but we have some really milestone events happening this year under the education office, which is, well, my main aim is to make education out of the classroom. So we'll be organizing things such as, well, I have something called peer learning coming up, which will basically be for the students, by the students. So let's say, for example, I didn't understand a certain topic in class. You will come to MHSA and we will help you find someone who has understood it, and they will help you answer your questions, well, hopefully, and you will be set.
Which type of conference you call come?
We had, last year we had the Medical Legal Conference where we joined up with Elsa Malta as well as Gonado Advocates, and we were talking about some certain legal aspects on healthcare, which is a rising matter at the moment, and we also had the MUMN there. We also have the training conference, MHSA Train, which we teach prospective students that would like to go into student organizations, something about journalism, marketing, finance, and we give them a little bit of a pavement work for what they would be doing in student organizations, basically.
In other aspects other than the education aspect of our organization, we also held, for example, debates on Quad about certain controversial topics such as euthanasia, when should life end, and there were an array of panelists who gave different opinions and different perspectives coming from both the healthcare and the legal aspect, which I personally believe was rather insightful, especially since as healthcare workers we tend to face such difficult situations. Mm-hmm. Apart from health, we also have our annual live-in, which is coming up actually at the end of this month. It's the inpatients MHSA annual live-in, and it's going to be packed with a number of team building activities, educational workshops. At the end of the day, we aim to be more tangible, be more approachable to students. So these touch points, we believe, are very important to be there for the students. Other than that, we also have international opportunities. Last year, we went to Poland for 4 days. It was a leisure trip, which once again was a bonding activity for all. And we also have other international opportunities, such as attending conferences. Last year, both myself and the previous president, Tina Miciani, we had gone to a conference in Macedonia to represent MHSA. So unfortunately, I cannot say everything in this program, but you kind of get the gist of what we strive to do, at least.
Kejtlu Gabriella, intom għalkemm din fl-MHSA tnejli intom edin f'żewġ courses totalment differenti. Forsi tistgħu tgħidulna daqsxejn il-kors rispettiv li qegħdin fih fuq xi xinu għal dak l-istudenti li qed jisimgħuna li qegħdin forsi fis-sekondarja u post-sekondarja jkunu interessati jsegwu kors fuq is-saħħa. Forsi tistgħu tgħidulna aktar dettalji.
Of course, so from my end, I am a final year applied biomedical science student. If you ever say that to anyone, they will be like, God bless, you look so intelligent. But in actual fact, it obviously goes beyond that. Being an applied biomedical science student was something that I didn't even know existed before I actually came to university. For all those who, for example, get a good grade, C or better, in biology and chemistry and an intermediate in physics would be eligible to such a course. It's a course of 4 years and it focuses on the laboratory aspect of healthcare. So throughout these 4 years, a person who would choose this field would be able to explore the different tests that one does on human samples. It could vary from blood to urine to feces to so many other different sample types. Essentially, what you end up doing is analyzing the test results that come from these samples. For example, if I were to take hematology, which is the study of blood, you'd be able to analyze the cell count, the white blood cells, the red blood cells, and also the differential counts. These tests and the interpretation of these tests are crucial so that at the end of the day, you'd be able to make a confirmed and an informed decision on whether the patient would be diagnosed with a malignancy or not. Our course, although sometimes it may be undermined, once you are actually in this course, you'd be able to realize how important it is as a healthcare profession to act in a multidisciplinary manner. You would be working hand in hand with doctors, with, I don't know, with legalities, if anything. So it is very important to realize that even though there won't be much human contact in this laboratory aspect, the interpretation or the proper conduct of such a course is crucial because at the end of the day, the results would be issued primarily from our end.
U pala requirements, pala suġġetti ta' sekondarja u post-secondary, għal-dok li studenti li jixtuqu jisegwu dan il-kors, xistaw japplikaw pala suġġett?
As I had said before, it was a requirement with biology and chemistry A level. If I'm not mistaken, you have to get a grade C or higher and an intermediate in physics. So those are the main requirements. And obviously, it have the requirements, the point system of the university. But those are essentially the main things. And it also obviously helps to have a good background in those subjects, since it will focus more on the biological aspects of many things.
U mill-esperjenza tiegħek fil-kors issa li kważi wasalt biex tispiċċa, hemm xi pariri li tagħti lill-istudenti li qegħdin jisimgħuna?
My own advice is this: if you ever have any queries, final year students would be more than happy to help in anything that the course entails. I could go on and on about what has gone on through the course for the past 4 years for ages, but I personally am willing to help people out in that respect. All I can say is that it is best to get books from the library rather than buying them, because you only might use them for a semester or two. Jokes aside, it is a very interesting course in terms that you see healthcare and medicine from a different point of view. And even though we may be behind the scenes, at the end of the day, we would be making the impact that patients would be so desired for. That is the main advice that I can give.
Rigward eżamijiet, kif tkunu assessed? Assignments, eżamijiet, practicals?
In terms of practicals, we do not have any examinations throughout the first 2 to 3 years. We have practicals which are ongoing. We've got 1 to 2 practicals every week. And the first 2 years would happen in a teaching laboratory. And after that, you would move on to the phase of placements. So even though we don't have any practical exams, we make up for it in workload. Trust me on this. In terms of placements, after that, after each placement, you would need to compile a portfolio, which would, in summary, give a summary of what went on during the placements, what was learned, the techniques that were used. Essentially, it goes hand in hand with reporting. So for the practical aspect, there is more of a reporting assessment to it. In terms of assignments and examinations, there's a mixture of the two. However, the most prevalent would be the exams. Assignments as such, they're rather easy, take it from me. So it is important to take certain exams, especially those that have a substantial amount of credits, not too lightly, and to start studying from a decent period. What I do suggest is that not only do you focus on exams, but you also focus on being active. Unfortunately, in my first year, I wasn't that active. I focused a lot on attending lectures, on doing exams, which by all means is what a student should
do,
and it's important. But how are you going to advocate what you are learning in theory into practice? And that is where student activism comes in. I personally felt that I learned more about the aspect of healthcare through hands-on experience in the Malta Health Students Association as opposed to my course. Not only did I learn more practical things about my course, but I learned more practical things about other courses, which, as I have been saying before, if we want to achieve a multidisciplinary aspect to it, it is important to, for example, learn how to take blood pressure or learn how to take blood glucose. As a course, we do not tap into that because it is not within our remit. But having that experience in a healthcare system, that would definitely put you on the forefront, even in terms of being chosen at the end of the day. Our course goes like this. You have 4 years, you have your thesis, and then you would be subjected to a number of interviews to get into the public sector at health. And although having good grades would obviously put you in a good light, being active for something that has to do very much with your course will definitely make you stand out from the rest. That is why I not only urge you to do well at school, to do well in your lectures, to attend lectures, to take interest, but to also participate and involve yourself at university.
Għadok is-semmija li naqdu magħna daqsxejn tard, magħna fl-istudju għandna żewġ studenti mill-MHSA li qegħdin jistudjaw kors rigward is-saħħa ġewwa l-Università ta' Malta. Issa ngħaddu għalik, Caitlin, tgħidilna daqsxejn il-kors li qiegħda ssegwi inti ġewwa l-Università.
I am in nursing. So when you say I'm studying to be a nurse, you'll get one of two reactions. Either, oh, how sweet, or oh, so you'll be cleaning up behind the people. And the latter response really kind of strikes a nerve because it's not just cleaning up after people. You have to, you're there for them almost every second of the day. You're there to hold their hand when they need someone to talk to. You're there to actually take care of them. You're there to give them their medication. You are basically the one that they look up to when there is no one else around.
Responsabilità cura continua, check.
You have to literally not just look at the person as a patient or a bed number, as we like to say, but also as a whole. They have their mental, physical, and emotional side. So you cannot just treat a condition. You have to treat the person. If you're going to treat the condition, you're going to either win or lose. If you're going to treat the person, you're going to win either way, because even if it's not going in their favor, at least you're helping them out and at least you're treating them like an actual human being. So that's what really made me want to get into nursing to start off with. Now, the university here in Malta offers two courses. We have the diploma, or now it's called the higher diploma, which you'll need at least an O level of biology to enter. And you have the degree of nursing, which you will need at least a C pass in the advanced level. Obviously, if you're going to have chemistry, it kind of helps, because when you're going to get into medicine and what kind of drugs you need to give and to look out for as contraindications or side effects, you will need to know a bit of chemistry, which it will help out a lot in both courses. So if anyone wants to enter, you can choose chemistry, either advanced O-level or intermediate. It doesn't matter, because it will help either way.
Pala course, kif sibtu pala esperienza personali?
I love it. we have placements during the course. We have practical lectures, like we'd be in a lab where they show us how to do the, for example, blood pressure, wound cleaning and everything like that. We'll have a lab, which we obviously would not practice first directly on patients. We'll have a little dummy, which we'll practice on. And then after you, they see that you've done well on the dummy, you then try to practice war in when you're in your ward placement or your clinical setting. We also have the normal theory lectures, but one thing that obviously sticks out is that you will learn more from when you're placed somewhere than when you're in an actual lecture. Not only because theory and practice sometimes differ, but you will get different kinds of people. You get people that if you try to take out a stitch, they're going to faint, even if it's the tiniest stitch, and you'll get people that have just come out of an operation and they're fine. It's like nothing ever happened. So you will get much more love of this work once you are starting your placements, other than just going to your lectures.
Upala motta assessment il course ta nursing, kifin upala zamiet, assignments, practice.
We have exams. We have OSCE exams as well, which are basically you get put into a lab and they ask you, and you have to carry out the procedures which you have learned. For example, in first year you'll be asked to do the blood pressure and these simple tasks, and then they start getting harder year after year. And you also get assessed on your placements. So it's not just you're going to go up for your placements and just going to do your hours and nothing. You will actually be assessed on how you work with the patients, how you interact with your mentor, and how you also speak and keep yourself as a professional person.
U l-parir tijak għall-studenti li forsi qed jitħajru li jidħlu nursing, hemm xi parir partikolari li tiegħhom?
So, if you want to get into nursing, by all means, do it. It's one of the most rewarding things you will ever do. But do not just get into nursing because of the name. The name nurse has a lot of responsibility, a lot of love, and a lot of dedication. So if you just want to have a lovely title of a nurse, or you just want it as an easy way to get into somewhere else within the healthcare system, you won't enjoy the course as much. It's a lovely course. It's, as I said, it's very, very rewarding. And if you go in with the right intentions and the right thought of mind, it will be the best 3 years of your life, and you'd want to continue doing your master's and doing everything.
Naqilbu daqxejn is-suġġett minn fuq il-kors. Nirringrazzikom talli tajtuna deskrizzjonijiet pjuttost dettaljati għal dak l-istudenti li forsi qed jitħajru. Inħeġġiġkom sabiex titlu fuq Facebook jew tikkuntattjaw studenti mill-MHSA għal aktar dettalji. Nassigurakom li huma membri pjuttost friendly. Nassigurakom li huma membri pjuttost friendly u hija għadha pjuttost informattiva u tgħin lill-student. Però issa ħa naqilbu daqxejn fuq suġġett li dal-aħħar xahrejn kien fuq il-sin in-nies u kien qiegħed jiġi diskuss ħafna fil-medja. U tafu li qed ngħid tal-morning after pill.
Bit of a hot topic.
Għalkemm bħalissa batta daqsxejn u għalhekk qed jieħdu l-opportunità li niddiskutuha b'mod iktar kalm, l-opinjoni tal-MHSA fuq il-morning after pill.
On behalf of MHSA, we firmly believe that the morning after pill is a contraceptive, since it inhibits ovulation at a stage where it is necessary to inhibit. It is usually used when, for example, during intercourse the condom breaks or the birth control pill is not taken. These are things which are taken as a preventative measure, and we believe that it is not abortive in that respect. We also advocate that this contraceptive should be available over the counter, as we feel that women's sexual and reproductive rights should be both enhanced and should be advocated for in that respect.
And respected.
And respected. The morning after pill is not something to be taken lightly. People take it as an emergency. In fact, its alternative name is the emergency pill, and it is emergency for a reason. The other arguments which have come across, I don't know, which could enhance, for example, promiscuity, or the MAP would be taken irresponsibly. We believe that these counter-arguments are not, they do not hold as much as, for example, our stance in that respect, because the MAP, the side effects of an MAP, is not, they are not something to be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm. We also highly believe that there should be a certain level of education on the morning after pill, such as like when we're in PSD normally, we know, they always like give us some sexual education. This should be incorporated as a part of the sexual education within schools, so there is more awareness and more thought as to what it entails and why we should take it and everything, every aspect, just as we learn about the contraceptive pill, the normal contraceptive pill, condoms and any other, even also about sexual transmitted diseases, this should be incorporated in such learning.
Also, I feel that there is rather a taboo when it comes to discussing contraceptives or ways on how to ensure safe sexual intercourse. It is also essential, on behalf of a mate, to say we believe that people, prior to becoming sexually active, should also consult their general practitioner on how they could ensure that safe sex is adhered to, any pills that there might be contraindications to due mm-hmm. to their personal and clinical history. It is important that once facing such issues, one would be able to make an informed decision based on their own personal aspects. At the end of the day, such contraceptives, they need to be tailored for the individual. It needs to be an individualized aspect, so to speak. So that it is very important to be educated from beforehand also on what would go with that particular person, on what one that particular person should avoid. So that is also something that we would like to put forward in terms of the very heated MAP issue. Mm-hmm.
Għala meċa sej, għantum kelkom opinjoni u kienem diversi nisuħra nil-kellom opinjoni jittuħ differenti. Nifem illi kienem minn ma qabilx, pero bħala dialogu, kif ġejtu kritikati?
In terms of the feedback that we got for the PR that we had released recently, we were very much supported in what we believed in. At the end of the day, we are putting sexual health on a forefront. As a health students organization, that is, after all, our number one priority. And I believe that although there are people who oppose the MAP for diverse reasons, we believe that health should be something that should be promoted even amongst students. And if such issues are going to remain a taboo, then we are never going to reach anywhere. So in that respect, I believe that the outcome was generally positive. And the fact we have diverse initiatives that are coming up, for example, the initiative with Insight and Gender Equality Malta, which focuses on the educational part of the morning after pill. Rather than just stopping at, okay, gaining access to it, we also believe that students should know when to use it, how to use it, and why they should use it.
At the moment, you can also follow the event page, the morning after. Let's talk the morning after pill on the 22nd of November. We'll be actually having the actual event.
Directly, it's our shape.
Exactly. And till then, you will also be able to see like our updates on what it is, what it does, and also any different kinds of little bit of information about it.
Like a discussion, a dialogue, and stuff.
Anyone willing to participate?
Hija inizjattiva tajba ħafna u nawguralkom. Rigward events l-MHSA santkom ħafna the pipeline. Intom waħda mill-organizzazzjonijiet li magħrufa li tkunu penja attivi kull sena kollha fatt l-area report qatt ma jkollkom problema. Għar-riżultat li ġara ma tkollkom diffikultà nimmaġna biex tikdbuh.
I think she can.
X'events hemm pjanati, apparti din li għandna kif semmejna tal-morning after pill, nimmaġina li għandkom iktar u xek.
Definitely. Coming up on the 19th of November, we have our annual MHSA Health Day, which shall be taking place at St. Anne's Square in Slima. Basically, it is an outreach which focuses on making the public more aware of what the different departments within our faculty does. So we shall be having stands representing the nursing, where they would be giving blood glucose pressure, blood glucose monitoring, iron deficiency tests, lung function tests. On the other hand, we will be having occupational therapy, which would be focusing on the sensory aspect of diagnosis, and a multitude of other departments which are going to come together to give the public a more informed aspect of what the healthcare system is like. We're also going to be having a section for children so that would be as interactive as possible in that respect. Mm-hmm. I can't go on without mentioning our annual
live-in. At the San Antonio.
At the San Antonio Hotel. It is going to be between the 25th and the 27th of November. As I had previously mentioned before, it is going to be a weekend jam-packed with fun activities such as a scavenger hunt.
We're going to have some really interactive workshops as well. I'm going to make sure of that.
U dan il-live-in ikun relatat mal-kors jew miftuħ għal-kulħadd għall-attivitajiet in ġenerali.
It is open to all. However, for example, the workshops would be more focused on a health aspect. However, anyone is invited to attend, particularly for the evening activities, which are not exclusive to just health.
Jekk xi ħadd ikun interessat li jattendi, kif għandu jikkuntatt jakom?
Via our Facebook page is mainly the easiest way to contact us. We also have our emails written down on the description of our Facebook page just in case if they want to contact us individually. Or you'll find us on Facebook. I mean, it would be evident that we are MHSA representatives.
Well, for those who don't have Facebook, maybe, we also have the MHSA.eu website where you'll always find our contact emails and also mobile numbers. So we're just a click away, basically.
Or party. Events akademiċi jintum tamlu wkoll events rikreattivi għandkom hawnhekk qed nara l-open bar. Dak l-istudent li jaħsbu li student bil-forsi studja biss u għażamijiet forsi tistgħu tagħtuna daqsxejn idea ta' x'ħar jikkonsisti bħala open bar eżin l-ambjent li tkunu tridu toħolqu intom l-iskop warajha.
As such, not just for open bars, but for every single event, we aim at being as welcoming as possible. Obviously, with some alcohol, it makes it a bit easier. So, essentially, our open bar is a way for us not only to mingle with between us after a long day of activities, but also to mingle with externals who love to come and be part of our team for the night. It is aimed at basically the fun aspect of the live-in. So there is not much more for me to add, except for the fact that I highly recommend that you come to the open bar. We shall be having limited tickets soon.
Allum ser ikonna nikkonkludu hawnhekk dan li xilħin qed jafas, jiena nirringrazzjakom ħafna tal-inqgħad tumana, Gabriella u Caitlin. Kien programm pjuttost informattiv illum u minn qalbi nirringrazzjakom tal-li ġejtu.
Thank you for having us.
Infakkarkom il-li Kwadranglu jerġa' jkun magħkom nhar l-erba' fit-8 ta' filgħaxija b'repetizzjoni s-sibt fl-10 ta' filgħodu. Inselmilkom.